Hello and welcome to Print Matters, a Canon podcast, where we explore advice, insights and inspiration from industry thought leaders in print and communications. I'm Jackie Hobson, and for this episode, I'm joined by Jonathan Tame from Two Sides. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hi. Jonathan, it's great to see you again. It's been a while, I think, hasn't it?
So it has, yeah.
Indeed. So thanks for agreeing to be a guest. We're very glad to have you here. As you know, I'm keen to hear about this latest Trend Tracker 2023 report. But before we do, it probably makes sense. Could you fill us in a little bit on Two Sides, what it does and what it is that you do there?
Okay, it might be and probably is, Jackie, that many people know us, but a very brief overview. Two Sides is a not-for-profit campaign and we're funded by the print, paper and packaging industry. It's a global campaign with over 600 members, and we've got three particular key work streams. One is greenwash, that's tackling misleading statements that somehow paper's bad for the environment, where we've challenged and been successful removing the claims of really significant businesses throughout the world, organisations in the UK like E.ON, British Gas, BT, Barclays, just as some examples, who say things like going paperless is better for the environment, it saves trees. So we tackle those organisations.
Okay.
We then have our Love Paper campaign, which reassures consumers that paper is natural, renewable, sustainable. And then the bit we're going to talk about probably most today is the facts. It's the research that Two Sides does, which tells us what consumers are thinking, and then the tools and resources that we produce to help our sector, to help printers, paper sellers, but really people within our sector tell the sustainable story of paper products.
Okay, so quite a broad remit then. Thanks for that. It's great work, I know, and a fantastic resource for those of us in our industry, for those of us in print. So I mentioned the Trend Tracker report, and I've had a chance to read it now, and I think it's an absolute cracker, I have to say. Really comprehensive, really detailed. Obviously, we haven't got as much time as we'd like to talk about it, and we can only scratch the surface, really. But hopefully today, you can give us a bit of a flavour of it. Can we start with the rationale, you know, the premise behind it? What's the thinking behind it? Why was it undertaken?
Well, research is really important. You can't plan a campaign without knowing why you're doing it. So Two Sides undertakes research now every 2 years of consumers, and it's to find out what consumers think about our industry. This latest piece of research was covered across 16 countries, 10,000 consumers from South Africa, South America, the United States, and a particular big piece of work throughout many European countries. But we update this research every 2 years to find out how consumers' perceptions are changing. And we're particularly looking at their view of environmental perceptions, their reading habits, their preferences for packaging, whether it's paper or other packaging substrates, and also their attitude towards tissue products.
Okay. So before we drill down into some of the detail of this then, perhaps you can tell us who the audience is. Who should be reading this?
Well, it's really people within our own industry, within our sector, Jackie.
Okay.
And as I said, really this is us as an industry understanding how consumers view our products, our processes, and then actually what we as an industry need to do. What messages do we need to put out there to better inform consumers about our products and about our industry?
Okay, so it's getting to the bottom of actually what they think rather than just what we might think that they think.
Absolutely.
So, okay, and I get that this is Europe-wide research, isn't it? I'm hoping that listening today, we've got listeners from all across Europe. So I'd be interested to know, were there notable differences, you know, from country to country? Did you find that some subjects in some countries, people had different attitudes towards print, paper and packaging? Or are all the attitudes broadly the same?
Well, our survey didn't just cover Europe and gave the European figures, but it also drilled down into the individual countries and also by age and also by gender. So actually we can drill down quite a long way within the data.
Right, okay.
The reality, though, is generally they were broadly the same.
Okay.
Generally they were broadly the same. But as we look down within each question, there were slight differences between countries. So one example is, in Europe, on average, 60% of Europeans think that forests are shrinking. But where you look at the different countries, Finland, as an example, is lower. 48% of consumers perceive forests are shrinking. And that's probably because Finnish people or Scandinavians, they live amongst the forest, they see what's happening, compared to Italy, who for some reason 71% of consumers think forests are shrinking. Yeah. And that may be because, you know, they grow a lot of vines rather than trees to make wine, so quite envious there. But there are regional differences. But overall, as far as forests are concerned, only 15% across Europe understand that forests in Europe are actually growing in size.
God, it's really shocking, isn't it, actually, when you see it, when you see the figures like that. That is really worrying.
It is, and it's not just the lack of understanding about forests as well. Newspapers, preference for reading in news in print, you know, the survey there showed some regional differences. Within Europe, 31% of consumers preferred to read news in print. In Austria, higher, 42%, Germany, 38%. That's quite reflective that still Austria, Germany are quite paper-based countries, compared to Norway, just 17%. And it shows really the Scandinavians are much higher users of internet, of IT technology, reading news online. The other real fascinating one for us was books is ultimately still a winner in print. 65% of Europeans prefer to read books in print.
Oh, that's great news, good news, and really, really interesting. But other than what we said about the forest growing and that 15%, were there any other real surprises then, do you think?
No, there weren't any enormous surprises for us, really. However, the research did bring out some important facts, and that fact was paper packaging is still the number one environmental choice. It's favoured for 10 out of 15 characteristics that we asked, comparing it to plastics, comparing it to metal, comparing it to glass. But really importantly, it featured most highly for all the environmental factors, better for the environment, easy to recycle, biodegradable. But the other big piece of research show, or the other important thing it showed, that is consumers, as far as bills and digital, they don't want to be forced online. 76% of Europeans want the choice. They don't want to be forced to go paperless. And 62% believe that they shouldn't be charged for a bill or statement by their service provider. And that's really important learnings for our industry to know.
Yeah, yeah. And for other industries that are using paper. And the one that springs to mind is with this move for contraindications and things with medical products and drugs and things, that you've got to have the paper instructions and the warnings and things to go with them. Nobody's going to have a packet of drugs and then go online to research this information, are they? I mean, it just seems crazy.
And it does. And I know there is a campaign or initiative by the pharmaceutical industry to stop printing leaflets, but you should go online. But that is just absurd.
Yeah.
You know, for safety, for security, the very best way to convey the safety or medical impacts of a product is to wrap the products with that leaflet that the consumer gets.
Yeah, and you have to realise, don't you? You have to see this can only be driven by cost, really. That's got to be what it is. So yeah, back to the whole greenwashing thing, which drives us all crazy. So with any research like this, there's hopefully going to be good news, but there's bound to be some bad. We're looking at the positives. How are consumers thinking positively about the topics? What is it? What can we celebrate from this?
Well, it's always good to try and find some good points. We conduct this survey every 2 years. And since we last did the survey in 2021, reading preferences across all genres of paper, be it books, magazines, newspaper, bills, statements, across all media types, it improved. Now, it is fair to say 2021 was mid-COVID, or the start of COVID, and people didn't want paper. You know, they were scared to touch paper. Yeah. There weren't magazines in hairdressers or in hotels. It's good to see that that trend is changing. Consumers like print. There has been a recovery for print across all media types, and they ultimately don't want to be forced online. They don't want to be forced down a digital-only route. You know, there are other things as well, though. You know, consumers are increasingly concerned with security, with screen time, and the impacts on their health. And just picking out some of the key data, because it's all about data, 56% are concerned that personal information held electronically is at risk. 49% think they spend too much time on digital equipment. And 48% think that overuse of digital devices will impact on that health, be it concentration, be it eyesight, be it headaches, whatever it may be. But there are real concerns for digital. On the other hand, you know, brands must consider what is the most effective way of advertising. Yes, digital might be cheaper, it might be quicker to market, but there are some real important things that brands should understand about advertising. The research showed very clearly 58% of European consumers don't pay attention to advertisements online. That's actually grown. It was 52% in 2021. So less people are paying attention to digital advertising.
Probably more bombardment as well, isn't there? That's causing that, I guess.
Very true. And that's compared to 42% who don't pay attention to adverts they receive in the post. However, the big difference is 51% of consumers, and I'm guilty of this too, or guilty, probably not guilty, it's a choice I make, try and block my online adverts. I don't like things popping into my visual space that I haven't asked for. They're invading it.
Yeah, interesting.
But, you know, the research Royal Mail has done is just brilliant in terms of how powerful direct mail, targeted mail is. You know, print gets into people's home. It's almost a bit like a Trojan horse. It gets into the home, it's passed around, it's shared, it's more difficult to dismiss. You know, there are some real important things that brands should consider when choosing how they advertise their products. And mail and physical print is shown as being an effective way.
Yeah. I really like that analogy as well, the reference to the Trojan horse. So, yes, that's good to hear. There's some really positive news, which is always welcome. But onto the downside, where have we still got work to do, do you think, Jonathan? How can we improve these all-important consumer perceptions?
We know our industry faces some challenges. Digitization, it brings an inevitable march more towards digital and away from physical print. But I think the bit that our industry needs to be aware of and needs to be concerned about is how consumers perceive our products. The research we've done shows, as we said earlier, they think we destroy trees. I know today our podcast is focused mainly on our sector, and people will understand that actually forests are growing, but that's not how consumers see it. We need to reassure them that forests grow in a sustainable, in a managed source. The paper industry is not responsible for global deforestation. It also shows they just do not understand our very high recycling rates. We recover 71% of paper across Europe, 83% for paper-based packaging. Paper is singly the most collected material we use today and is a critical part of the circular economy. paper's natural, it's renewable, it's made from non-fossil fuel materials, and it is just an important part of the circular economy that we're all striving towards. The other important thing is it's not up to two sides to tell this story. Actually, you know, it's up to the whole industry, whether you're a printer, a converter, a paper merchant, a paper mill, Canon, or your competitors, Eve, you know, it is just important that together as an industry,
yeah,
we really drive home these important messages.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. We've got a collective responsibility, haven't we, to protect our own livelihoods, if nothing else. So can we just go back to this term you mentioned earlier about greenwash, about the problem of companies making misleading statements and that are move to digital away from prints, better for the environment. You know, we all see it, we know it, don't we? How widespread is this? And what is it that Two Sides is doing to tackle this particular problem, Jonathan?
Greenwash, as we said, is when organisations write to consumers. They say, move online, it's better for the environment. It isn't based on fact, it's about saving trees, it's about digital has no impacts. Actually, digital does have an impact. It's really important in the work that we do in tackling greenwash. It's understood Two Sides are not anti-digital in any way. Mm. Digital, paper, they should coexist and they should work together. But we can't have these negative statements being pushed out there which aren't based on substance. So Two Sides writes to organisations, we speak to their CSR, their corporate responsibility or their environmental managers. We explain the facts that paper is sustainable. It does come from renewable resources. And we ask them to desist. We could threaten them with that it contravenes advertising regulations. But we tend to find, actually, most companies, when they make these statements, they're not doing it out of any malicious intent.
Mm.
They just believe it to be true.
Yeah.
And actually engaging them, providing them with the facts, providing them with the research, we tend to find most companies will remove them and not say that one is better than the other.
Mm.
But it's really important the whole industry does this. So, yeah, it is important Two Sides take this on, but we really hope the whole industry can do this as well.
Mm. One of my favourite bugbears used to be, and you don't see it as often now, but you still do see it, was at the bottom of an email, think before you print this. And I would see even printers using that as their sign-off. And without actually overtly saying it, we're implying that print's bad, that it's a bad thing, isn't it? Think about the environment before you print this email. That's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. But I suppose even little things like that we have to challenge, don't we? And as you say, it's down to every single one of us to pick up that baton. Because it is threatening our livelihoods, all of us.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the important thing is there, Jackie, our industry employs over 100,000 people in the sector, in over 7,000 businesses. So, you know, our economy is quite reliant on print, paper and paper-based packaging. And as an industry, actually, it's up to us all to really challenge these cases of greenwash, where we come across them, and help remove negative statements that print and paper are somehow bad for the environment.
Mm. Well, and thank you, and thank Two Sides for giving us this information so that we can do it, so that we know the facts, that we have them to share. So I know our listeners are going to want to learn a bit more about this. How can they find out more detail? How can they get the report? Is it widely available?
It is. The summary report is available to everyone. It's very easy to get hold of. The very, very detailed report is a members-only resource, but both reports are available to the industry. Very simple to find it. Either go to our website, twosides.info, or probably easier is drop an email to either me personally, Jonathan@twosides.info, or our general helpline, inquiries@twosides.info.
Fabulous, thank you. And I'm pretty sure that Two Sides is always happy to have new members too. Can people sign up, individuals, is it just organisations? What do they have to do and what benefits will they get from joining?
Well, Two Sides will welcome any member. It is very cost effective and simple to do. We have a formula based on the size of a business and the turnover. So it is based on £55 per million pound of turnover with a minimum of £175. So it is relatively cost efficient, you know, no more for many companies than filling up your car with petrol twice. There are two reasons companies should do this. One is because it helps us protect the long-term interests of our industry. And the other is there's a huge amount of resources, facts, myths and facts booklet, fact sheets that are personalised for our members, and our members can then use them as their own information sheets.
Fabulous. Okay, that's great. So thanks for that, Jonathan. We're actually coming to the end of our time. So thanks again so much for being here. It has been fascinating.
Good. Well, I hope it has been useful. But, you know, I think the key thing is, Jackie, that whether you're a printer, whether you're Canon, whether you're the Royal Mail, we're actually all in this together. Mm. And it's really important that we work together to tell the great environmental story of our products.
Yeah, and share the truth. Okay, so thanks again, and a big thank you too to our listeners. We do hope you found value in what you've heard and that you'll check out the other podcasts in the series. You can subscribe to the Print Matters channel to be the first to hear about new episodes as they're published. And if you're interested to find out more about the topics that we've discussed here, please speak to your local Canon team and they'll be happy to help. Thanks again and see you next time.